You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you. I love dildos and butt plugs too. I'd sit on a bowling pin if a straight guy told me to. Ooh. No lube, baby, no lube.
No lube?
Just give me a little spit.
Oh,
on
yeah.
A hole. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Ooh!
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. This is a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, and this is episode 42 of my continuing free podcast. Even though I was going to start charging after episode 40, I continue to offer it for free because a couple of straight alphas convinced me to. And, you know, I can't say no to a straight alpha. They're so convincing, you know. So, I'll do anything for you, master. So, it still continues to be free. But I encourage that you join the club, okay? Because the website is full of great, great hand-picked porn. And it's got some of the best stories, true stories, anywhere on the internet, and continues to break ground in that area. And it's got a lot of great advice. So I work very hard on it, and it's my baby. And I think that it's benefited enough people that they should join up. So go to patreon.com. Look up Fags Worship Alphas, it's one word, and join up. It's only 10 measly dollars. It's not going to kill you. You know it. So, anyway, I apologize for being behind on this podcast this week. I have a couple of projects that I'm working on behind the scenes, and I did have some website issues that I wanted to clear up this weekend. So I've been really busy besides everything else. And, you know, my life is, my personal life is changing rapidly, and it can going to continue to change rapidly this year. After a long time of not dreaming, I am chasing my dreams once again. And I believe in the infinite possibilities of this universe and the infinite possibilities in myself. So for anybody that feels down or hopeless, don't stop, okay? I am going to chase all of my dreams, and they're all going to come true. I'm going to make them happen. So come along with me, because the ride is only going to get more fun, I promise you. So, I hope everyone is safe, and I think about all the brave people in the United States that are standing up against fascism in their own government. What a horrible, horrible human being Donald Trump is, and the people who support him are despicable, and they are not American. And what is going on in America right now is not American. And I applaud everyone who is standing up against that. And that includes General Mattis and Mitt Romney and some others, George W. Bush. Some prominent people who are standing up and saying no more. That's what has to happen all the way down to even the most insignificant person in America. You have to stand up against fascism that rises up in your midst, and that's what's happening right now. The entire world is hinging on this situation, just the way it hinged on the situation in Germany in the 30s. It's the exact same thing, and I applaud everyone who's fighting against it all around the world. And I thank everyone in other countries who have been marching in demonstration against this. It's very brave, and I just want to say thank you. So, well, with that out of the way, there's been a couple of changes on the website. First of all, I've added an alpha columnist by the name of Alpha Joe, and he has been with me since virtually the beginning of this website 5 years ago. We're approaching the 5-year anniversary of this website. It's coming up in a couple of weeks. Can you believe that? And he's been there since the very beginning, virtually. And he's always given wonderful commentary, etc. He's kind of come to the fore more recently and made himself more prominently known to me recently. And I really, really appreciate all of his wisdom and insight and encouragement. And he is an amazing alpha. And the faggots that serve him are very lucky. And I'm very lucky to have him on this website. He's going to start writing for the website. He's got his own access. He's got his free reign. he suggested that, I'm going to edit him or whatever. I would feel so embarrassed to even think about that. But he's going to really add a new dimension to the website. A dimension that needed to happen because, and I've always encouraged alphas to write for the website because I just wanted that voice, that I'm not capable of really providing, I'm a faggot, as my theme song says. So, so the alpha voice is going to be on the website now. So that's great. And hopefully I can bring Alpha Joe onto this podcast and we can talk for you and we can talk together. So anyway, so that's a big change. I am also trying to put together a section of the website. I haven't gotten it finished yet. So this is just kind of starting. Kind of a how to faggot and how to alpha sections of the website where I would compile a lot of the posts and things that would help train faggots or train alphas. If you're an alpha and you're seeking to find out more about this, your alphahood, you could find information through that link, through that section of the website. And if you're a faggot and you're wondering if you're a faggot and you're wondering how you should serve or how you can serve, that section will be available too. And so I'm still trying to figure out how to incorporate that and I'm kind of compiling the stuff to do that. So look for that on the website soon. I think it will be a big help if I can get it done correctly. I'm not a master programmer. I do know something about building websites, but so I'm going to give it a shot. So I wanted to talk a little bit about Well, a couple of things, I guess. First of all, I don't know if anybody read the post I just put up about Sir Rob and him going over and fucking that neighbor, that wife that Master Kyle is trying to currently impregnate. Okay. It's an incredible account. Sir Rob is truly just a jaw-dropping alpha. He's an apex alpha, okay? He's a protector alpha. He's a dream alpha. And, you know, he's 51 years old, and he's still as virile as fuck. And any single one of you out there, any faggot out there listening to me, would drop to their knees in a heartbeat to do anything, to kiss the ground that he walked on, okay? You know, he's a married alpha, right? He's a married straight alpha. But he is beyond... alphas like him, and his son, Master Kyle, is like this. They're beyond the boundaries that most people put on their life, you know. The average person, the average man, okay, whether he's a sub-alpha or he's a beta or whatever, or a faggot, they put restrictions on themselves, or, I mean, maybe they can't even help it, okay? They live the life that they're supposed to live by society's standards, right? So they, if they're straight, they're a straight man, they get married to a woman. They only have sex with a woman or women. They have children with the woman. They get married. They go and get a job, and they live this ordinary life, right? Same with like a gay man. A gay man, if a gay man is allowed to, he will date or he will go and have sex and he will get in a relationship and be faithful, blah, 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 you know, and live his life. Alphas are beyond that, okay? Alphas don't live lives like that. They can't help it, you know. Nature didn't build them that way. Alphas will get married. Alphas will get in relationships. I always think it's a mistake, okay, but they do. They have children, okay? They have responsibilities, etc. But they don't subscribe to the rules, okay? The rules simply do not apply to them. It's literally like trying to apply the natural laws that we deal with as human beings to a god or to an angel. You know what I'm saying? If those things existed, of course. But like, you know, we're talking about human and superhuman, right? Alphas are beyond that. They're beyond human. They're not like ordinary people. And so the rules don't apply to them. They can love and they can romance and they can have all that stuff that the ordinary man has, right? But they don't feel constrained by the rules of being a straight man or being a gay man or whatever. They're beyond that. If they want to own something, they will own it. And nobody can stop it. because everything belongs to them. You see, that's the thing that I think that ordinary men or ordinary people don't get about alphas, is that the ordinary person is in those boxes of straight man, gay man, you know, whatever, these boxes, married man, you know, single man or whatever. So alphas don't view people in relationships in terms of their own identity, right? So like alphas are their own identity. It's almost like alphas are their own sexuality, their own category by themselves. They are like the chess piece that moves anywhere on the chessboard. You see what I'm saying? They can do anything. Like I don't know enough about chess. Which piece moves around the board? Wherever that it wants to. Is it the king, maybe? I don't know. It should be. They're the piece that can move anywhere, okay? Everybody else moves, you know, the bishop moves a certain way, the knight moves a certain way, but, like, they're the piece that moves anywhere. They don't have the same rules that everybody else has. And they don't view people by their own identity. So, like, well, this is what I was getting to, was, like, a straight man views a woman as a sexual object that reflects on his sexuality. So he's attracted to her. If he sees a man, he rejects that because that man, if he was attracted to that man or he wanted to have sex with that man or use that man or enslave that man or whatever, it would reflect on his sexuality, you see. An alpha doesn't think like that. If an alpha wants to enslave a man or a woman, he's beyond categorization. You see? He is his own thing. So those external things don't reflect on him at all. He's beyond that, you know? So, you know, that's why I wanted to kind of drill down on with the Sir Rob story, is that here's Sir Rob. He's married. He's happily married. He breeds his wife constantly whenever he gets a chance. And he's born fantastic children, including a young god like Master Kyle. And he also owns faggots. And he also fucks other women. And he also fucks and cucks other males, you know. Basically, the whole world is his, right? It doesn't. None of that he does in his life reflects on what he is. He's a straight alpha male. He can do anything else he wants. It doesn't reflect on him as a man. He's beyond that. And you know what? Master Kyle's the exact same way. Master Kyle's a straight alpha male. He now has discovered fag worship and service. Now he owns his own faggots. And he can do anything he wants, you see. It's the exact same thing with Master Nick. Master Nick is beyond... beyond categorization. He was a straight alpha male who was just having sex with girls, and then he discovered fag worship and service. And now he owns 4 faggots. And he's got a girlfriend. And he continues to have everything else in his life. His sexuality is not impacted whatsoever. He's beyond it. He doesn't need your rules about what he is or what he is not. He's beyond it. This has been kind of a long rant on alphahood. I really wasn't intending to go like in this direction, but I did want to. It's a good segue though, because Master Nick, he has been spending a lot more time with his girlfriend, and he's been really busy, you know, with everything else. But as I mentioned on the website, there's some changes that are going to be happening in Master Nick's world. Chin, who was effectively Master Nick's second faggot, I guess. He took Chin on from Master Jin and basically began owning him. Chin is leaving to go back to Master Jin in Montreal. So he'll be leaving the apartment very soon. But there's a new faggot on the way. And this new faggot, I'm not going to name his name yet because I want to see what happens with it. But let's just say that this faggot is very adorable, and he is a virgin, and Master Nick is very keen on owning and deflowering this faggot. So stay tuned for some of that, because it's pretty exciting development, honestly. but again, you know, Master Nick, Sir Rob, Master Kyle, these are California Alpha is another example. These are alphas that are they cannot be categorized. They cannot be constrained. They cannot be controlled or put into a box. They're beyond that. So, yeah, this is not, this podcast didn't go the way I was expecting it. I had something entirely kind of other that I wanted to talk about, but I'm going to stop, I think, right here and kind of tie off this bowel movement. yeah. So that, I mean, I really wanted to talk about that too, but you know, I had two topics that I wanted to talk about, and this one kind of took over the podcast. So, you're hearing all this stuff unfiltered, okay? Like I'm not sitting around practicing this. I just, this comes vomiting out of me, okay? So I appreciate you listening and talking with me a little bit about this. Yeah, I guess I do have a couple of things that are going to be coming on the website very soon. The video project, What is a Faggot, seemed to go over pretty well. Sadly, it led to the demise of one of my Twitter accounts, but which is so fucking stupid, I can't even tell you, you know. I mean, it was an educational video, you know what I mean? I wasn't trying to be sexual about it, really. It was just an educational video. And Twitter, you know, Twitter fucking sucks. I mean, I really love it for the news aspect of it, you know. Every time, you know, Donald Trump says something retarded, which is like every 15 seconds, Twitter has it instantly, you know. But, I mean, it's just a pain in the ass when it comes down to some forms of self-expression, you know. I mean, there's some of the most some of the filthiest shit I've ever seen is on Twitter. But like this educational 2-minute video about, you know, talking about what is a faggot is a problem. Go fuck yourself. You know what I'm saying? Whoever reported that video or, you know, whoever at Twitter decided to pull the plug on my account because of that video, go fuck yourself. You know, I don't know how else to put it. But anyway, there was a good response to the video, so I fully intend to do some more hierarchy videos. And then I've got a couple, I have another interesting idea for a video series that I'm working on right now. So hopefully you'll see that very soon on the website. So I'm kind of excited about this. Anyway, as always, you can write to me with questions or comments or issues or whatever at fagsworshipalphas@gmail.com. Or you can call me voicemail-wise. The phone line is +1 for America, 314-502-9566. Or you can, I guess you could call me on Skype as well. I'm there at fagsworshipalphas@gmail.com. So anyway, there's ways to get a hold of me. There's plenty of ways to get a hold of me. So contact me, okay? Anyway, I will stop talking finally and let you go. I will talk to you very soon. I love you, and please be safe. And we will talk later. Bye.